The company poised to buy Chicago's WGN-TV and radio is defending itself against widespread criticism. It's ordered its journalists to read a script that echoes President Trump's condemnation of fake news, a script ridiculed in a supercut assembled by Deadspin.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is another pilot edition of the Chicago Public Square Newscast. In a letter to Sinclair Broadcast Group newsrooms around the country, a senior vice president says the campaign has been misinterpreted. In his words, the stories we are referencing are the unsubstantiated ones, like Pope endorses Trump, which move quickly across social media and result in an ill-informed public. But if Sinclair buys the Tribune Media-owned stations in Chicago and elsewhere, it may have trouble. The producer of Channel 9's morning show tweeted Monday, "There is no way any of our on-air anchors and reporters will read their scripted messages on our show. Chicago's very own," the tweet says, "not owned." Did President Trump fire his Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin, or did Shulkin quit? Shulkin says he was fired. The White House says he quit. The answer could make a big difference. As CNN explains, if Shulkin quit, Trump can name his replacement. If he was fired, Trump may have to go through the Senate, and the decisions made in the meanwhile by Trump's pick could face legal challenge. And Chicago's contribution to the Trump campaign's legal problems, George Papadopoulos, is in the spotlight again. This time, Think Progress reports, for allegedly blathering on to a stranger last week in a Chicago bar about how Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation is just getting started on Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who Papadopoulos allegedly says encouraged him to gather intel on Hillary Clinton's hacked emails. That's it for this next pilot edition of the Chicago Public Square Newscast. I'm Charlie Meyerson. Thanks for listening.